This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
All eyes last night were on Treasurer Josh Frydenberg as he handed down the second federal budget in 6 months. But because I had to get up at 4 a.m, I missed most of it. So I've called on someone to bring us up to speed on the most important parts of the new budget. Glenn James, host of the My Millennial Money podcast. He's on the line right now. Morning, Glenn.
Hey, how are you?
Doing all right. Now, we are going to talk all things budget because you are across everything we need to know. First things first, who were the big winners last night?
Well, I think it was clear that the government wanted to sell four main things that they leaked prior, and that was the aged care sector, childcare, infrastructure got, you know, $15 billion, and first home buyers. Some popular, well, maybe not popular, but I thought important things was the NDIS got another $13 billion. Domestic violence and mental health got about $3 billion combined. But I think it's important to know, like, all these numbers, they're so huge and really don't mean that much to you and me. But I think it was a probably more of a political budget, and the government certainly tipping their hat to women, you know, after what has gone on in recent times, particularly in Canberra. I thought it was interesting how they kept calling childcare a woman's issue, where I thought it was an issue for the family and certainly men as well. So, but honestly, it was really nothing was unexpected in the budget. The Treasurer made it clear that the economy is bouncing back strongly. Unemployment, you know, at around 5.6%, which is better than pre-COVID times. And there was a $50 billion improvement on last year's prediction.
Okay. I mean, the economy is in a good position, despite the fact that we're in the middle of a pandemic. So why so much spending?
The government seems to think that it's too early for austerity, and that's a fancy word for, you know, tightening things up, because one caveat is that the pandemic isn't over and things could turn pear-shaped again really fast. But the COVID vax rollout did get another jab of about $1.9 billion. That brings it up to around $20 billion in total for the COVID vax rollout. So I think as well, like, it was clear that the government wanted to really come out on a positive note that, hey, it's a lot better than what things could have been. However, we will reserve the right to use COVID as a scapegoat if things don't go to plan.
Glenn, we've talked about the budget the last few days on the show, and I put a call out yesterday if anyone gets excited about the budget. No one really called in and said they do. Why do you think there's much kind of apathy or disinterest in the budget from the general public?
Well, I think because, like, as an example, like, if I said to you, Sam, oh, look, here's, you know, $17 billion for aged care. Like, it means nothing to you on a real day-to-day level. And then things like childcare, like, these things that are, you know, promised at the by the Treasurer last night, that's on the proviso that they get elected next year and that they go into force after July next year. So until it all washes up, it's really kind of business as usual, and it isn't actually legislated into law yet, so it's got to pass through Parliament. I think people get excited when there are direct cash handouts, but we know that there wasn't any direct handouts or stimulus. There was just a continuation of the low middle income earner tax offset that came into effect last year instantly. So it was a bit of a non-event, and I think, you know, in the media, you know, we like news stories to report, and don't get me wrong, it's very important, but I think day to day, I don't think anyone's waking up this morning noticing a major impact on their life.
Yeah, okay. Before I let you go, Glenn, yesterday on the show I proposed the idea of a budget party where you can sit down with a bag of Doritos so you can crunch on chips while you watch the Treasurer crunch the numbers. Did you have a budget party last night with some food, some snacks?
Well, no. Well, it was actually a little bit late because I'm actually in Queenstown in New Zealand at the moment.
Oh, really?
I'm over here on a working holiday. I'm writing a money book. I had a cup of licorice tea, and that was a banging party over here.
Good on you, Glenn James. We're going to catch more of Glenn. You can find out the My Millennial Money podcast. Really appreciate you sharing your budget expertise with Sydney this morning.
No worries. I'll catch you guys soon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.